for solutions. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News, in the aftermath of the mass shootings in Texas and Ohio.
No more online purchase loophole. No more gun show loophole. If you want to buy a gun, you have to get a background check.
Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer
alongside Republican Congressman Peter King urging Senate passage of a bill already passed by the House. President Trump, who has called for bipartisan solutions, will visit the two communities in mourning, El Paso and Dayton, where a briefing was just held. Fox's Grinnell Scott has more live.
Lisa, Dayton Mayor Nan Whaley says while there is not much more on the shooting investigation, she is happy with Governor Mike DeWine's efforts in the state to bolster background checks and other gun reforms, calling it
a conversation in a direction that I think is more appropriate around common sense gun reform.
As for the president's scheduled visit tomorrow and protests it'll bring, she said,
his rhetoric has been painful for many in our community, and I think that people should stand up and say they're not happy if they're not happy that he's coming.
Despite that, Mayor Whaley says she'll welcome him on behalf of a grieving community, Lisa.
Thanks, Grinnell. Vice President Mike Pence saying today that hate has no place in America. North Korea gets testy yet again. Fox's Simon Owen has this live.
Lisa, North Korea firing off more missiles, believed to be its fourth weapons test in 13 days. This as Defense Secretary Mark Esper prepares for his first visit to Asia since being sworn in.
We're not going to overreact to these, but we monitor them, we watch them closely, and we're cognizant of what's happening.
Esper saying an offer from President Trump to restart nuclear weapons talks with North Korea remains on the table. But the North Korean government is angry, condemning joint U.S.-South Korea military exercises underway now. Lisa?
Thanks, Simon. Wall Street stocks higher for now. The Dow's up 92 points. This is Fox News.
Worried you're one of the millions whose identity may have been compromised in the recent breach? Be one of the millions who trust their identity protection to LifeLock. LifeLock now includes the power of Norton for more protection. LifeLock uses proprietary technology to detect identity threats you may not be able to see by just monitoring your credit, like your personal information on the dark web. And Norton Security helps protect against online threats, like emerging viruses and ransomware. Of course, if there's a problem, our agents will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or cybercrime, or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but LifeLock with Norton helps protect your identity and devices. It's not too late to get protection. Join now and get 10% off your first year. Go to LifeLock.com and enter promo code NEWS. That's promo code NEWS to get 10% off your first year. LifeLock with Norton. More detection, more protection.
Oh, sparking online outrage prompts an apology from police.
The head of one Texas police department is apologizing. This after a controversial photo of two white police officers on horseback in Galveston has gone viral. It shows an African-American suspect in handcuffs being walked through the streets with a rope around his wrists. Police Chief Vernon Hale released a statement reading in part, although this is a trained technique, our officers showed poor judgment in this instance. Galveston Mounted Police will no longer use the practice. The president of the Houston NAACP has slammed the photo as showing a lack of respect for people of color. Tom Graham, Fox News.
A warning to foreign governments and companies. They could face retaliation in the U.S. if they keep doing business with the disputed Maduro regime in Venezuela. That warning coming from U.S. National Security Advisor John Bolton today after the White House last night froze all Venezuelan government assets in the U.S. Another retail chain struggles to stay afloat.
Luxury department store chain Barney's has filed for bankruptcy reorganization. It's expected to shut 15 of its 22 stores. Its creditors include major fashion houses. Barney's locations in Chicago, Las Vegas, and Seattle are to shut down, along with seven Barney's warehouse stores. Though Barney's is dealing with a dramatic increase in the rent at its Fifth Avenue Manhattan flagship store, up to $27.9 million a year, that location is expected to remain open along with its other Manhattan location downtown. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
Wall Street trying to stay green after yesterday's more than 700-point plunge over the ongoing trade tensions with China. It's kind of an intermittent rally today. Right now, the Dow is up triple digits, 110 points. Lisa Brady, this is Fox News.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. Listen up. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out.
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four, hang out.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's Live and Local now for a Tuesday. A good day, in fact, a really good day, to check in on what we used to call Raider Stadium. But it's not Raider Stadium anymore. It is Allegiant Stadium.
Yep.
And Tommy White, business manager, Laborers 872, joining us in studio. You were up north last week, right?
Yeah, we were up. We had a Labor's convention up in Tahoe. It's beautiful up there, and like I always say, you know, people from Las Vegas, they should head up north. They should see how beautiful it is.
In Incline, maybe one of my favorite hotels in the world is the Hyatt at Incline Village.
So beautiful.
I mean, it's right there on the water, and it just overhangs the water, and they got catamarans that it'll take you all around the lake. It's just really cool place. First of all, were you surprised by the Allegiant Air? You've been spending a lot of time with Mark Davis. Were you surprised by this announcement yesterday?
Yeah, I didn't even know that they were going to name the stadium yesterday. So we were all surprised. And Allegiant is a local company anyway. I mean, so that's one of the great things they have going for them, and just to kind of boost local companies is, you know, that's what the Raiders look to do. And I think having in the stadium names, although I really liked it, Raiders Stadium and Las Vegas Stadium, but it's going to be nice. It's going to be nice.
Give me an update of where we are. This time next year, that stadium will be open, and they'll be having events in the stadium. Is the handoff still slated for July of 2020?
Definitely. We're still looking at July 30th, 31st of 2020. Usually once you see the topping off, which is always the last beam, and if you got to see it yesterday, we always put a tree up on top of that last beam because it's a sign of bringing life to the stadium. So there's always a pine tree that goes up there, a Christmas tree that always goes up on top.
Oh.
And, they did a great job of flying the American flag with the state flag and the Raiders flag. So, a year from now, we will be in a stadium that is done and completed, and we're on time.
Is there something that keeps you awake at night relative to that? Because it's not the biggest project you guys have done,
no,
but it's one of the bigger projects that are currently on the boards. Is there something you worry about, something that could happen, storms, strike, You know,
I don't know something nasty happening
between you and the contractors.
No, the stadium has a project labor agreement on it, so there's a no strike clause in there, so nobody's going to go out on strike. You know, any issues that are out there, they always get worked out. Spoke with Mark Bidet this morning. You know, we talked about the stadium being right on track, and it is. I don't see it. I don't see weather hurting us. I don't see heat hurting us. I mean, we're just kind of. This is the hottest month right now, and we're going to get through this month, and you're going to see how the pace is going to pick up. You're going to start seeing the glass go up now and the seats go in, and a lot of the interior has started already. So there's nothing that could slow us down now. I don't see it happening.
As far as Allegiant, a good corporate citizen here in the community, this has got to be a positive, and this is – this is a lot of money, though. That there's, I mean, they could have bought an extra jet or two, but they decided to put it on a naming rights on a stadium. Is this? You've seen this in other cities.
Yeah.
Does this usually work out for everybody?
Yeah, anytime you get the naming rights of a stadium, it kind of puts you out there, right? So, I mean, I'm sure Legion's going to use it to their advantage. You know, they'll be having flying the Raiders logos on their planes, and they'll be having it all their brochures and. The one good thing about Allegiant flies into a lot of areas that you traditionally don't see Southwest at, or you see Delta at. So, I think we're going to be bringing a lot of fans from areas. And listen, anytime you could bring fans from outside of our state, all it does is, you know, bring more to the economy. People gamble, people are going to go to hockey games. They're going to go to more concerts and with the Raiders Stadium, there's going to be a lot of concerts there. There'll be a lot of, you know, probably Monster Truck and soccer, and there'll be a whole bunch of stuff there. So it'll be a lot of fun.
Give me an update, though, of where we are in the construction process. I know we were talking a few weeks ago about trusses and things like that. Tell me exactly where we are in the process of building a stadium.
So it always, I mean, when they say they're topping out, that's usually the last beam, right? Yesterday was the highest peak. So the beam that went up yesterday was the last highest peak of the beam that goes up. You're going to start seeing the cables being ran for the roof now. That's the translucent roof that's going to be covering the stadium. It's not, you know, a lot of people think it's a retractable roof. It's a dome. It's a translucent roof. If you look at it right now, based with construction, we're like 60% done. Maybe I'm off by 1 or 2%, but the stadium is in a good spot right now. So with all the steel being hung, you're going to see a lot of the other crafts out there. You're going to see the plumbers, the carpenters, the electricians, sheet metal workers. You're going to see all those crafts out there taking care of all the interior now. So that's where you're going to start seeing that come into life.
Now, is it enclosed yet to where people can work indoors? Is there indoor work to be done right now?
Oh, there's tons of people, tons of workers inside hanging sheetrock. I even saw the tile setters out there yesterday. So, they're doing it inside. It's just going to keep coming out of the ground. And, I look forward to the day that the fireworks go off and it's opening, opening day.
Let me ask you, I know we talked a couple of weeks ago that Mark Davis was in the process of actually moving here, of getting a home here and moving from the Bay Area, wherever he lives, to here. Has that been completed yet?
No. He actually likes where he's living right now. So, he's going to take his time, and he's going to find his right spot, and that's going to be his home for a long time. So, I'm sure he's taking his time at it, but he's in the process.
You guys are buds. I mean, you do social stuff.
Yeah.
What's he like? By the way, Mark Davis, the owner of the Raiders and all of that.
I love being around Mark. I mean, last night I was at the basketball game with him, and we had a good time. After that, we went out to eat. And he's a lot of fun to be around, a lot of jokes, a lot of stories.
Do people recognize him yet?
Everywhere we go. And everywhere we go, everybody just stops and they thank him. And he, he'll sign autographs, he'll take pictures, and he's not one of those people that push, fans away. He'll stop right in the middle of eating and stand up and shake a fan's hand and tell them, you know,
get a
thank
picture
you for supporting
taken.
Great guy.
We're going to talk about what everybody's been talking about the last 48 hours. We're going to talk about the gun tragedies in El Paso and Dayton. We'll do that coming up. Quick break, though. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is Tuesday. It is live and local now. Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and five daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Hi, this is Chelsea Torres, Communications Director with Laborers Union Local 872. Laborers Local 872 is a construction union that strives to obtain more job opportunities for workers and employers. Local 872 is involved in issues that affect our daily lives, from creating good jobs to providing skilled job training, protecting health care, negotiating livable wages, ensuring safe jobs, creating safe neighborhoods for families, veterans, and retirees. Laborers build everything you see on the Las Vegas Strip, from skyscrapers to casinos to stadiums. Laborers work in the tunnels and on the highways. We remediate buildings and make them safe by removing hazardous materials like asbestos and lead. With a legacy of hard work and getting things done, laborers are skilled, productive, proud, and diverse men and women who are building a stronger Nevada. Local 872 loves the Southern Nevada community, and we look forward to continuing to build a better future for all of us. Vegas strong, union proud.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm a gravel trucker. I'm busy laying the foundation for your city's newest suburb. And since it's such a nice day out, I thought I'd go topless. With 20 tons of pebbles loaded into my trailer bed, what's the worst that could happen? Now you're stuck behind me, and I'm about to make it rain. Rocks. Uh-oh, maybe I should have put a tarp over that. Now you're swerving, but there's no avoiding this downpour. Better watch out for that guardrail. And if your cut rate insurance doesn't cover this, you could get pelted with repair bills. So get Allstate, where agents help protect you from mayhem, like me.
For a free quote, call Las Vegas Allstate agent Sam Peters today at 702-870-4000. That's 702-870-4000, or stop by either of Sam's convenient Las Vegas locations. Subject to terms, conditions, availability, and coverage selected.
See what the personal service of an Allstate agent can do for you. Are you in good hands?
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
In Las Vegas, no one needs to remind you about Wednesdays at Roberto's Taco Shop. Indeed, it's a $1.29 chicken taco day. Ah, grande, juicy, crunchy taco. Loaded with hot, savory chicken, crispy lettuce, and mounds of cheese. All for just $1.29 each.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
Oh, yeah. I like what they've done to my Wednesdays.
For years now, I've been telling you how I love the great smooth taste of Real Water. I also love the convenience and cost savings of their home delivery service. Real Water has upped its game again with Real Water Concentrate. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into Real Water. To learn more, just go to my website, kevinwallradio.com. That's kevinwallradio.com, and click on the Real Water icon at the top right of the page. Now, you can get Real Water anytime, anyplace, on the go.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
All across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too, it's live and local now. Don't forget, John Lee, the mayor of North Las Vegas, will join us top of the hour.
There is a community that is growing by leaps and bounds, but they still have a lot of undeveloped land. We'll talk about kind of the state of the city of North Las Vegas. We'll do that coming up top of the hour. I want to talk about something that's probably not as pleasant as Allegiant Stadium, and that is the tragedy of the last couple of days in both El Paso and Dayton. Two totally different sets of circumstances. One came with a manifesto, the one in, and it was a pretty right-wing, white supremacist manifesto. The other one we're still trying to figure out. It was just a bad kid, just a kid that was really evil, that had rape lists and kill lists in high school. So you can't compare the two. Your thoughts initially on, I mean, we keep seeing this, and we've got more experience probably than any community in America because of 1 October.
Yep.
So we know the drill, we know the grieving process. What did you think over the weekend when you were seeing this?
Any time you see a mass shooting or you hear about a mass shooting, especially here in in the United States, it's sad. And they always go back to, controlling guns and your Second Amendment rights. And maybe some of the laws need to be changed on it. Maybe the age of buying a gun maybe needs to be raised, or maybe, have a license to have, but is that going to stop, is that going to stop one of these kids from getting a hold of a gun? if you look at the way society is now, right, as a whole, and you see the age groups of where this is coming from, what happened to that age group, right? It's all within, 10-year span of a group, from maybe 18 to 25, 18 to 28, and I said this in a couple of shows, technology really took having a conversation, a one-on-one kind of conversation from two people away. Everybody, goes right to their phone and they, want to look something up or they want to text somebody. And you don't have that one-on-one conversation anymore with people. And really, if we need to kind of get back to that. Our society as a whole really should step a little bit back away from their phones and social media and start talking to people one-on-one again and see actually how people are feeling. Because you can't really tell how a person feels by getting a text from them. You could always take that text a different route, right? But looking at somebody and actually talking to them and seeing the way they're feeling, and I really think that that's what needs to kind of...
Is this generational?
Yeah. I mean, technology is taking that away from us. Even a husband and wife can't have a conversation anymore, because it's all based on a text. Yeah. You don't sit across the table and have a conversation with your spouse anymore. You text them. Right. So it's those times of picking up the phone and calling someone and actually hearing their voice. They went out the window.
Well, and even it used to be that if you saw somebody on a phone talking to their wife, there would be somewhere in that conversation. Me too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, love you, honey. Me too. You don't even have that opportunity. With social media.
No, you don't. And then of course with everybody's on social media you get everybody else's opinion, right? So, it's kind of like, does your opinion matter when you can post your opinion or you could talk about your opinion, but does your opinion matter when 1,000 other people are just going to crush your opinion? Before your opinion used to matter, now everybody else's opinion matters, and. I think technology, cell phones, social media, all that has taken a lot away from our youth. It's not only our youth. It's taken a lot away from adults, because even in my line of business with the unions, even myself, I'm guilty of it myself. Instead of saying I'll call you later, it's I'll text you later, right? Even maybe you don't want to text that person, so you text them when you're not busy. You text them and say, "I'm sorry, I'm busy. I can't talk to you right now," right? So. That one-on-one conversation is gone now, and I really think getting back to that, who knows if that will ever happen.
I'm not sure. The genie's out of the bottle, and I don't know that we can get the genie back in the bottle and get people to actually communicate. The question is, though, everybody now is talking about gun control. Gun control, gun control, gun control. We shouldn't have these weapons of mass destruction there. Yet people forget that in the city of Chicago, month of July, they had 42 killings. Yeah. And where is the president going there? Where is where are the 25 presidential wannabes? You know, why aren't they planting themselves in Chicago and saying the killing's got to stop?
Yeah, I might be off on my numbers, but I think I heard this one. I think there's 1,100 shootings in Chicago as of right now, right? And it's down 11%. Okay.
Great.
So and Chicago's has some pretty strict gun laws.
Yeah.
But it don't seem to stop them from getting guns. And so how do you fix that problem? You know, you don't fix that. I just don't see that problem being fixed by saying we're gonna confiscate all your guns, because nobody's ever gonna be able to confiscate the millions and millions of guns that are in the United States.
People won't give them up.
No. I have guns myself, and I have all kinds of firearms. You know, I also have a license to carry. You know, I have also had my background checks done, so I'm legally can carry whatever I want to, except an automatic. Right. So, the person that lives by the rules and lives by the law of guns, those are the people that should be, you know, able to have them and carry them. It's the ones on the outside of that. Now, look, you know, I'll be honest with you, for an 18-year-old just to go out and go to Walmart and pick up, an assault rifle. I really believe we need to change that a little bit, but.
And by the way, how do you define an assault rifle? Is an AR-15 one of the most popular weapons out there? Is that an assault weapon?
Well, listen, you can make any rifle an assault rifle. Okay, I use that phrase only because that's the phrase that's commonly used now. But you can make any rifle an assault rifle, even if you only have a 4 or 5 bullet clip, right? You're fast enough, you can use that as an assault rifle, right? So they changed that because of the way the gun looks. The gun's black. It has the rubber handles on it. You know, they shorten the stock. So any handguns could be used as assault rifles, right? So you take the handle off a handgun, you put a stock on it. You turn a handgun into a rifle now, right? So it's hard to really say what an assault rifle would be, but any firearm could be used as an assault weapon.
Wow. Next time we'll talk about more pleasant stuff, okay? We'll be talking about Allegiant Stadium. I'm so excited. Naming rights, Bill, and how much do they get? They get a bunch?
I think the newspaper was saying something like $25 million a year.
Whoa!
I think the total was $375 million or something.
I promise I will always say Allegiant Stadium, okay? Hey, listen, Tommy, good to see you, man. Good to have you back.
Always great to be here.
We will talk again. Tommy White, business manager, Laborers Union 872. Stick around. More to do. Joe Biden speaking out against the president. Boy, big surprise there. And by the way, a brand new word that you probably never heard, legitimate. I think he created that one. Stick around, more to do as we continue live and local now.
Fox Business Network on Wall Street, the Dow is struggling to rebound and looking to snap its longest losing streak in 5 months as trade tensions continue to weigh on investors. And shares of meal kit delivery company Blue Apron are falling after reporting financial results, with the company narrowing its quarterly loss, but its customer count continues to decline, underscoring the challenges facing a new executive team trying to turn the meal kit pioneer around. And Amazon's self-driving robots called Scout will be roaming the streets of yet another neighborhood. solid in delivering packages to customers in Irvine, California. This after Amazon began testing out the six-wheeled robots about the size of a lab in a suburb of Seattle at the beginning of the year. Amazon says the robots, which are light blue and have the Amazon Smile logo stamped on its sides, are able to avoid crashing into cans or pedestrians. Still, a worker will accompany the robots at first. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Hillary Barsky.
Fox News, I'm Lillian Wu. The governor of Ohio calling for sweeping changes in his state to try and prevent another massacre. Mike DeWine pressing for so-called red flag laws, giving family members the power to report someone showing dangerous behavior.
People who have mental health challenges, alcohol or drug problems, have violent tendencies, and have access to firearms.
President Trump heading to El Paso, Texas, and Dayton, Ohio to comfort shooting victims this week. The U.S. ambassador to Russia, John Huntsman, resigning to consider a possible run for governor of Utah. And former President Barack Obama called her a national treasure. Her honors range from the Pulitzer Prize to being selected for Oprah's book club.
Renowned editor, teacher, and novelist Toni Morrison has died in New York City.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. She was 88 years old. This is Fox News.
Fox Nation is the place for exclusive content you can't get anywhere else. New opinion shows from Laura Ingraham, Tucker Carlson, and Tommy Lahren you can only get by signing up for Fox Nation. Plus, the real stories behind the headlines. Documentaries on Chappaquiddick, Jimmy Hoffa, and more that you'll only find on Fox Nation. More of the opinion done right you crave? It's on Fox Nation. Documentaries and specials you can't get anywhere else? They're on Fox Nation. So go to FoxNation.com today and sign up now for Fox Nation. Opinion done right now.
Shepard Smith. There's so many streams of information coming. Some are designed to distract you and to mislead you. When news is breaking, you have to slow down. We have to begin with what's most important. I'm here to find out what happened, to report it without fear or favor, in context and perspective, and to be honest, brutally honest, about every bit of it. We work endless hours to make sure that when we deliver it to you as fact, it's a fact.
Shepard Smith on Fox News Channel. Real news, real honest opinion.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100+ job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100+ job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer.
You don't have to deliver 15 tons of food to the hungry.
You can start with 10 ounces.
You don't have to dedicate your life to saving lives.
Just dedicate 15 minutes.
You don't need to provide guidance to 5,000 young men and women.
Just one will do.
You don't have to build a school in an impoverished area to change a child's life.
Just spend an hour a week reading at one.
The men and women of America's Navy do some amazing things to make the world a better place. But then again, so can millions of everyday Americans right in their own backyards. Brought to you by America's Navy.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
All the across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too. It's live and local now for a Tuesday. Good to have you with us. Always love having Tommy White on. He is honest as they come, and he is the rare labor leader that is a conservative. He supported Dean Hallery. He supported Victoria Seaman in the city council race. This guy is amazing. I want to take you back to yesterday. In fact, last night on CNN, Joe Biden was on with Anderson Cooper. And you'll recall that yesterday I brought you the president's statement, all 9 minutes, 20 seconds, whatever it was, of his statement. And it brought reaction from all of the 25 presidential wannabes on the Democrat side. By the way, you've been hearing the story about John Huntsman resigning as ambassador to Russia. And there was some speculation that, well, we don't know why. Is this more chaos within the Trump administration? It looks like he's going to run for governor. Yeah. So he is coming back to the United States and is going to run for governor. At least is what I've been hearing. Now, I want you to hear Joe Biden. And he creates a new word, I think. I've never heard of the word legitimate, to legitimate something. I've heard of legitimize, but I've never heard legitimate. This was Joe Biden with Anderson Cooper, reaction to the Trump White House speech. This is cut one, by the way, and here it is.
Nobody said anything like the things he's saying. And the idea that doesn't contribute to or legitimate or make it more rational for people to think that we, in fact, can now speak out. We can speak out and be more straightforward, and we can make this an issue. We've been through this before. We went through this before in the 20s with the Ku Klux Klan, 50,000 people walking down Pennsylvania Avenue in pointed hats and their robes as they, in fact, decided they didn't want any Catholics coming into the country. We went through it after the Civil War in terms of the Ku Klux Klan and white supremacy. This is about separating people and the good and bad in his mind. It's about an access to power. It's a trait used by charlatans all over the world. Divide people, divide them, pit them against one another.
If that's the case, I mean, it is a very dangerous game then that he is playing.
Oh, no, there's no question it's a dangerous game. There's no question that his rhetoric has contributed to, at a minimum, of dumbing down the way in which we as a society talk about one another. The way we've always brought the country together. We've never, you know, we the people, we hold these truths self-evident. He flies in the face of all the basic things that we've never really met the standard. We've never abandoned it before. He looks like he's just flat abandoned the theory that we are one people.
That was the former vice president, Joe Biden, with Anderson Cooper. And he wasn't the only presidential wannabe that commented on the president's statement yesterday. In fact, let's go to cut five. Let's see if I can squeeze this in. Who was this with? Wolf Blitzer. And Kamala Harris, not optimistic that Mitch McConnell will bring up this gun control legislation. And this is cut number five. Here is Kamala Harris from the People's Republic of California. She was in San Diego in the People's Republic of California.
You think there's going to be a chance that some significant gun legislation could even come up for a vote in the Senate? It passes the House, where there's a Democratic majority, but the Senate Majority Leader, Mr. McConnell, doesn't even let this kind of legislation come up for a vote.
It's highly irresponsible, but this is not the first time. I'm a part of leadership on a bipartisan bill to improve America's elections infrastructure, because we all know that the Russians interfered in the election of the President of the United States. Bipartisan support. I serve on the Senate Intelligence Committee. There are members of the Senate Intelligence Committee, Republicans, who support this, and he will not put that on the floor for a vote. So it is, I call on him to step up. And I frankly believe very strongly that the members of the United States Congress must lead and stop cowering to these special interests and must lead in terms of fighting for the well-being of the American people and then the safety and well-being of the American people. It is time to act. We're not going to wait, and we can't wait for another tragedy. People say, oh, well, maybe we're waiting for a good idea. Nope, all the good ideas have been had. Many of my friends and I have proposed great ideas, but you know what? We don't need new ideas. We've got them. We need Congress to act, and in this case, the United States Senate. And Mitch McConnell should put the vote on the floor. And I believe everybody should have to stand and speak on this issue and be held accountable by their constituents. Because, Wolf, here's the other thing about this. Those bullets are not distinguishing between a Republican and a Democrat. And those children who are going to school every day in fear of some gunman roaming the halls of their school could care less if you are a Democrat or a Republican. The American people have a right to expect that on certain issues, we not act in a way that is about partisanship, but we act in a way that is about the best interest of the health and well-being and safety of the American people.
Senator, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell just put out a statement. Let me read part of that to you. He said Senate Republicans are prepared to do their part. He says he's asked committees to reflect on the president's policy proposals that were spelled out today. What are the chances that any of this, though, leads to new legislation that potentially could be signed into law?
Look, you know, frankly, Wolf, I mean, you know Washington, D.C. This is actually literally in the hands of one person in terms of this, the legislative action, and it's Mitch McConnell. And I would hope and pray that he understands that he actually has the power to do the right thing here and that he will do the right thing. But it doesn't sound like he's prepared to do that.
I absolutely love this. I've got a problem. And I want you to help me with this. The president is being criticized for use of the word invasion. Now, let me ask you a question. And by the way, I'm going to open up our phone lines. We normally don't go to calls in this segment, but I want to flesh this out with you. That the use of the word invasion, somehow CNN and MSNBC are going nuts on this thing. What do you call it when foreign nationals overrun our borders to the tune of 144,000 in 1 month? I think it was in May. And I think June was very similar, 130,000, something like that. What would you call that? Is that an invasion or is that something else? I'm going to open up our phone lines right now. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. And I want to find out from you if that's just a politically incorrect use of verbiage, or have we let the Demo-rats essentially dictate the language we can use? If it's not an invasion, then tell me what it is. Tell me what it is. I'm serious. You tell me what you think it is. If it's not an invasion, and we're not supposed to use the word invasion, then tell me what it is. I mean, is there a synonym? God, this is going back to my Rockhurst High School days. Is there a synonym for it? No. The word invasion has become a nasty word. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to take a break right now. So stick around. More to do as we continue. Excuse me. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll get to your calls. That's live and local now. For years now, I've been telling you how I love the great smooth taste of Real Water. I also love the convenience and cost savings of their home delivery service. Real Water has upped its game again with Real Water Concentrate. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into Real Water. To learn more, just go to my website, kevinwallradio.com. That's kevinwallradio.com, and click on the Real Water icon at the top right of the page. Now, you can get Real Water anytime, anyplace, on the go.
I'm John Sarpalis, president of Nevada Policy Research Institute. Nevada Policy has been following legislative session closely, and we've been letting you know what bills you, as a taxpayer and a citizen, should be worried about. We're doing more than simply watching what happens in Carson City. We're making sure that taxpayers, citizens, and individuals have a voice. But we can't do it on our own. We depend on our partners throughout Nevada, individuals, parents, and taxpayers, who donate to our cause and support our mission. It's because of the generosity of our supporters that we're able to give a voice to taxpayers and fight for freedoms we hold dear. Visit nevadapolicy.org/donate and partner with us today. Together, we can make sure that government lobbyists and insiders aren't the only voices heard in Carson City. That's nevadapolicy.org/donate. This Nevada Policy Update is supported by Jim Marsh Kia, Jim Marsh Chrysler Jeep, and the Jim Marsh Auto Body Shop.
It's amazing how time flies. Hey, Kevin Wall here, your host on Live and Local Now and the owner of Battle Born Radio Corp. It was just over 3 years ago that I was dragged kicking and screaming into the 21st century. I knew my small business would have to move warp speed into this new digital era. That's when I called Sofa King Creative Group. Locally owned and operated, Sofa King Creative Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of clients. Their marketing team provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design project, an engaging mobile-friendly website. What I like best about Sofa King Creative Group, they showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. Let the pros at Sofa King Creative Group help you and your small business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Or check them out at SofaKingCreativeGroup.com. That's SofaKingCreativeGroup.com.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Light your liberty. Starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To find out how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
You know, for years now, I have been telling you how I love the great smooth taste of Real Water. I also love the convenience and the cost savings of their home delivery service. In fact, I think my delivery day is Thursday. So Thursday of this week, I should be getting another delivery. But you know what? Real Water is up to its game again with Real Water Concentrate. There are a lot of times when I travel and they don't have a Real Water distributor in their community. And I always feel like, ugh, I'm going to drink this awful water here. Ooh, no. With real water concentrate, I can travel and I can bring real water with me without having to lug a case of water on the plane, which they won't let you do. So try it with your coffee, your tea, your juice. To learn more about real water concentrate, I want you to go to kevinwallradio.com. That's kevinwallradio.com. It's my website. And click on the real water icon at the top right of the page. Now you can get real water anytime, any place, on the go. And it's great for when I travel, because you can't carry a case of real water on the plane with you, can you? Let's get to your phone calls. I'm trying to reconcile this whole thing about the use of the word invasion. And you've got CNN running a montage of the president talking about the foreign invasion, and it's an invasion across our southern border, blah, 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 blah. Got to love it. No, seriously, I mean, you got to love it. Let's go to Pierre. Pierre, you're up and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
Hello.
What's going on, man?
I want to tell you, I think it's an invasion. I want you to take five people from America, take them to any border on earth, and have them rush that border with rocks and American flags in their hands and see what happens to those five people.
Yeah. Oh, no, you're exactly right. We take them in. Supposedly we put them in cages, but now we found that that's not necessarily true. But we give them three squares. We don't charge them for anything, and they live free on the U.S. taxpayer.
Oh, off of our backs, right. So if we were to rush their borders out there, we would come on the other side of the border looking like Swiss cheese, but they rush our border and just get free Swiss cheese, right?
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, Pierre. One of the things that to me is going to be critical is how we deal with this. And I'm talking about us as Republicans, followers of the president. Because what the president's been saying about an invasion, it's true. It's what it is. What happens when 144,000 people in May storm our borders illegally? Now, I would call that an invasion. Now, if there's a synonym that you like better, call me and let me know what that is. No, I'm serious. Call me 1-844, the number 2 Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. By the way, you want to follow me on Twitter at Kevin Wall Radio. And by the way, top of the hour. Did I mention top of the hour? We're going to be joined by Mayor John Lee of North Las Vegas. I always love it. To me, when he's on, it's like a friends and family program because I love this guy. And he's done so much for the city of North Las Vegas. Yeah. I mean, I'm going to be sad when he has to leave office. I really am. I mean, that's just awful. Anyway, tell me, let's get back to your phone calls, and let's go to Frank. Frank, you're up, and you're on Live and Local Now. You got another word for invasion that we ought to start using, that the president should start using?
Well, it's all this was foretold over 100 years ago, but I think the first emperor of China, you know, you had to wear a certain bonnet to show that you were in league with whatever his whims were. Know this, listeners of Wall. Speech control is the last step before thought control. It's a cage around your brain. Speech control. Orwell was foretold, and he broke his oath with whoever he got the information. Slavery will be freedom. Redefining of words in 1984. Everything that in that book has come to pass, Kevin. I've been following radio because I was doing delivery. I think Trump's been on the scene since what, 89? Never. He was a Democrat back then.
Oh, yeah.
Never heard him on. Never heard him being called a racist. He was on Howard Stern all back when Howard had terrestrial radio, one of the top DJs. Never heard any demon rat call him a racist, unfit, anything. All of a sudden, he becomes president. He's a racist. He's not mentally stable. How did all this happen when he started running limelight for how long? Thank you for your time, buddy.
Thank you. Nah, you're right. Think of what Democrats have done over the last four or five election cycles. In the last four or five election cycles, remember the war on women? I mean, the Democrats keep talking about identity politics, but they are the kings and queens of identity politics. The war on women was followed very closely by Republicans being anti-immigrant, even though what we are is anti-illegal immigrant. I mean, that's what this is. They demonize Republicans every election cycle, and it's either anti-woman, it's anti-immigrant. There's always something that Republicans are guilty of. It's incredible, but it's true. Calvin, you're next, and you're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead.
How are you doing, Kevin? This is Calvin. You know who I am.
I'm a
proud Democrat, and I'm not a Democrat, and I do take offense to that name. But what I will tell you, there's nothing wrong with the word invasion. But if it is a true invasion, why don't Trump do his job, pull the troops home, and put them on the border? You can put troops on the border to prevent an invasion. So why are we not doing it?
I'll be honest with you. I love the idea. And the answer is I don't know. I don't know. If you are going to deploy troops, federal troops, within the U.S., you have to have a pretty damn good reason. Posse comitatus, I believe, is the proper law. Now, if the governor of Texas were to request federal troops, and again, with Texas, you could probably do it. With California, with Gavin Newsom, you probably couldn't do it. But the fact is that if the governor of these states says we're being overrun by illegals, the problem is too many of these politicians, they want that. They want open borders. And even though their cities and their counties and their states may end up going bankrupt. No, that's the name of that tune. By the way, coming up on the show, one of my favorite people. He is a guy that has made so much of a community called North Las Vegas. It is one of the fastest growing areas in the country. With the help of people like John Lee, the mayor of North Las Vegas, they are attracting new business. They are attracting people to come and live and work in North Las Vegas. And yet they still, I got to figure out what, I want to say it's like 50% of their land is undeveloped. And that means that they're going to have more and more development in North Las Vegas as part of an overall regional plan that involves Henderson, that involves City of Las Vegas, Clark County. Now, this is going to be a fun period, and it was shepherded in by Mayor John Lee. We'll talk with the mayor. It's all coming up live and local now.
Everyone in Las Vegas knows when it comes to real Mexican food, there's only one name that comes to mind. Roberto's Taco Shop.
Ah, authentic family dishes prepared hot and fresh every day. Like the Chili Colorado Combo, a favorite of mine, made with chunks of savory beef, smothered in a delicious tangy red chili sauce, served with fluffy Mexican-style rice and beans, and a refreshing drink. It's magnifico. Stop in today and be our guest to the best. Roberto's 24-hour taco shop with 50 convenient locations serving you.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
KBET, Winchester, Las Vegas, 790. Talk now. Talk that rocks.